Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about a book that's part philosophy, part experiment, and all about the future of creativity. It's called Impromptu by Reid Hoffman, and it was actually co-written with an AI. So Sophie, I have to ask, what did you make of a book where one of the authors is literally a language model?
Hey there, Sam. I'm so glad you picked this one. I was honestly skeptical at first, but it won me over. Reid Hoffman, who co-founded LinkedIn, didn't just write about AI, he wrote the book with GPT-4. And the whole thing is structured like a series of improvisational dialogues. He's basically showing us that the future isn't about humans versus machines, it's about humans improvising with them.
Okay, that makes sense, but what does improvising actually mean here? Like, is it just asking the AI questions?
Right, but it's more than that. He uses this great analogy from improv theater. In improv, you never go in with a script. You follow the principle of yes and. You accept whatever your partner gives you, then you build on it. So when you're working with an AI like GPT-4, you treat it as an improv partner, not an oracle or a hammer. You throw out an idea, it responds, and you accept and build on that response.
So it's a back and forth, a call and response, where the machine can surprise you. That's really different from using a spreadsheet or a word processor, where you're the sole author.
Exactly. With generative AI, the tool talks back. It can be brilliant one moment and produce utter nonsense the next. So the skill becomes knowing how to listen, how to critique, and how to steer the conversation towards something useful.
Yeah, I love that. And the book is actually structured as a series of these dialogues on all sorts of topics, from consciousness to writing a children's book. So we're not just told about the improv mindset, we see in action.
Right. And that's the book's central argument made manifest. You see Hoffman start with a vague idea, get a surprising response, push back, refine it, and end up somewhere that neither he nor the machine could have reached alone.
Okay. So let's talk about one of the big ideas that really stuck with me. He calls AI a thought accelerator. The idea is that the biggest bottleneck in creativity isn't a lack of ideas, but the friction in exploring them.
Oh, totally. You have a thought, but to develop it, you have to write it down, research it, discuss it, and let it percolate. That takes time. GPT-4 can generate dozens of variations, counterarguments, and extensions in seconds. It's like having an infinitely patient brainstorming partner who never gets tired and never judges your half-baked ideas.
And that's so powerful for overcoming the blank page problem. Every creator knows that terror of starting from nothing. But the AI can't start from nothing. It has to generate a response. So you give it a simple, even flawed prompt, and you force the first move.
Even if the response is terrible, it gives you something to react to. You can say, "No, that's not right, but it makes me think of this." And the conversation begins. Hoffman shows this with first drafts of essays, business plans, even poetry.
All right, but let's be real. The book isn't just a celebration of AI. He spends a lot of time on the dangers, like hallucinations where the AI confidently makes stuff up. And he warns about the seductive fluency of a language, how it can make nonsense sound profound.
Yes, and his point there is that the greatest risk isn't AI becoming too smart, it's humans becoming too trusting. We might outsource our critical thinking to a machine that has no understanding of truth, only a statistical model of what words follow other words.
So he's making a distinction between a tool and a collaborator. A calculator is deterministic, you press buttons and get the answer. But a collaborator is non-deterministic. You have a conversation and you don't know where it'll lead. GPT-4 is a collaborator, but a deeply flawed one.
Right, and that's why we have to treat it as a partner that's simultaneously brilliant and ignorant, sophisticated and naive. It has no beliefs, no values, no lived experience. Its brilliance is a mimicry of brilliance.
But here's the part that really got me. He says the true value of this partnership isn't in the output, it's in the process itself. The dialogue forces you to clarify your own thinking. When you challenge the AI, you have to articulate why you disagree.
And when you build on its idea, you have to make your own creative leap explicit. The AI acts like a mirror, reflecting your own assumptions and biases back at you. So the ultimate product isn't the essay or the poem, it's the improved thinking of the human being.
That's a beautiful way to put it. It's a tool for self-discovery. And he applies this to education too. He thinks the old model of transmitting knowledge from teacher to student is becoming obsolete. The future skill is asking the right questions and synthesizing information.
Absolutely. Memorizing facts will be less valuable than being able to navigate a complex information ecosystem. The student who can best improvise with an AI partner will learn the most. And that's where the craft of prompting comes in.
Prompting. Let's talk about that. He treats a good prompt not as a request, but as the opening move in a strategic conversation. You set the tone, define the AI's role, and establish constraints. It's like giving it a persona to adopt.
Yeah, and he shows how he iterates on prompts, trying different phrasings. He treats the prompt as a creative constraint, like a sonnet's rhyme scheme or a canvas's dimensions. The constraint, paradoxically, is what enables the creativity.
Okay, so what about the big existential questions? What happens to human creativity when a machine can paint a passable picture or write a decent poem in seconds?
Hoffman's answer is optimistic, but demanding. He believes AI won't replace human creativity, it will elevate it. By automating the mundane and formulaic, it forces us to focus on what's uniquely human, asking deep questions, forming relationships, experiencing the world with our bodies and emotions.
And he thinks the value of human-made objects will actually increase, because they'll be a testament to real human struggle and joy. The hand-knitted sweater will be more precious, not less, when machines can weave faster.
Exactly. But he's not naive. He talks about disinformation, job loss, and the risk of becoming too dependent on an unaccountable intelligence. He doesn't have easy answers, but he insists we have to engage with the technology and shape its development. We have to provide the values and the ethics.
Right, because the AI is a powerful amplifier, but it's up to us to decide what we're amplifying. There's this one dialogue where he asks GPT-4 about the future of work, and it generates all these scenarios, but then he pushes back on the assumptions. It's not a fortune teller. It's a tool for mapping possibilities.
And that's where human judgment comes in. The AI can lay out the landscape, but it can't tell us which path to take. That requires our values, our courage. And honestly, the book has its weaknesses. The dialogues can be meandering and repetitive, and the AI sometimes agrees too readily. But that's intentional.
It feels less like a finished monument and more like a live recording of a masterclass. You have to tolerate some messiness, but the reward is a front row seat to a genuinely new form of intellectual exploration.
So ultimately, Impromptu is about a new kind of literacy. Just like writing changed how we think, and the printing press democratized knowledge, large language models are changing the nature of thought itself. The new literacy is the ability to engage in a productive, critical, and creative dialogue with a non-human intelligence.
It's the literacy of the prompt, the art of the follow-up question, and the discipline of knowing when to trust and when to doubt. Hoffman's message is one of active, engaged optimism. He's not a doomsayer or a wide-eyed booster. He's a practical philosopher who sees a new tool and starts experimenting.
And he invites us to do the same. The book is a call to action, to stop being passive consumers of technology and become active improvisers. It asks us to stop worrying about whether the machine is conscious and start worrying about whether we're thinking clearly enough.
So the future won't be written by AI. It'll be improvised moment by moment by humans who've learned to say yes and to a partner made of code. The question is whether we're ready to step onto the stage.
And honestly, if you want to practice that kind of thinking, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app. There are over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It's just $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So whether you're Team Human or Team AI, the takeaway is clear. Creativity is a conversation, and the best ideas come from saying yes and to whatever partner you're improvising with. We'll see you in the next one.